Today, as we mentioned, the U.S. Senate will vote on whether to ratify the U.N. Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the UNCRPD. You know how I feel about it. The two-thirds vote in the Senate would endorse protecting the rights of people with disabilities and ensure that they receive equal access to services and opportunities worldwide. More than a billion people, about 15% of the world's population, live with some form of disability. They and their caregivers could be affected by the passing of this treaty. But principles of rights for the disabled are at odds, apparently, with a vocal lobbying campaign opposed to UN sovereignty. Opposition to the treaty comes from former presidential candidate Rick Santorum, as we mentioned, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, as I mentioned a moment ago, and our next guest, Michael Ferris. Ferris, who is a constitutional lawyer and founder of the Homeschool League Defense Association. Mr. Ferris, what do you believe will happen today in the Senate?
Well, it's going to be a very close vote. I think we have the votes to stop the treaty, but it's very close.
It will still be a majority. So whatever happens, a majority of the Senate will actually be supportive of applying these principles of international law to people with disabilities.
That's true. All the Democrats intend to vote for it, and they have a majority in the Senate. So
procedurally, you want to block something that a majority of lawmakers support.
True. That's true. I don't believe a majority of Americans want to support it.
Why don't you believe that? Why don't you believe that?
Because the truth is that the vast majority of Americans, based on polling and other things that we've done, don't want international law controlling the domestic policy of the United States. And the question is, why do we need international law to protect American people's rights? I believe that Americans should make the law for America. And people who don't feel in the Senate, who don't feel up to the task of passing American laws to protect American citizens, ought to resign their offices and go do something else and let people who feel up to the task of passing American laws to protect our citizens take their places.
Michael Ferris, when did you get the idea that the United States is somehow cowed by United Nations law? We went into Iraq against the express orders of the United Nations, for heaven's sake.
I have an LLM of public international law from the University of London, and I proceed on the presumption that the United States is going to obey the law. And if you know, we want to be lawless and we want to debate this on the subject, well, we can ignore the UN because they don't have an army that's big enough to overtake us. I guess we could proceed on that basis, but I take the position, the high ground, that if we make a treaty, we should live up to it. And the basic rule of international law is keep your promises. And so if we're going to make a promise and we're going to say we're going to be subject to the UN on these provisions, reporting regularly, having our compliance monitored by the UN, all those things that go with UN compliance procedures, then I think we ought to do it in good faith.
Okay, then what is wrong with the principle of allowing people with disabilities to have the same rights as others around the world, whoever is offering that principle, whether it's international law or U.S. law?
The rule of any society or any organization is who makes the rules. Who makes the rules? I believe, you know, you're talking about the substance of the rules. The founding fathers put a lot of trouble into the rule of who makes the rules for our society. We rejected the idea that Britain was going to make rules for our country. That's why the country was started.
And some of those rules get changed. I mean, the founding fathers said slavery was legal, for heaven's sakes.
Well,
I mean, we're going to change it around.
And Americans changed that rule. It was, you know, long overdue, but Americans changed that rule.
And Americans changed the rules about people with disabilities. As a person in a wheelchair, as a person in a wheelchair, I don't much care who is delivering the principle that people with disabilities ought to have rights, whether it's the United Nations or the U.S. In this case, it's both. If I'm not concerned about that, why are you so concerned about
that?
Well,
I push my mother, who's been in a wheelchair a long, long time, around various countries in Europe. And if I thought for a second that this treaty would help my mother, I would support it. But I have a degree in international law, and it will not help my mother. The senators are saying this has no effect on the United States, but is only designed to help people in other countries. Anybody that knows anything about international law will recognize the truth of what I'm saying. The experts that the State Department sent to the Senate were not experts on international law. They were experts on American disability law.
Isn't it more important for you to take your anti-United Nations notions to perhaps a different forum and allow people with disabilities to have the same rights as other people recognized in conventions by the United Nations?
I don't believe in international law as the basis for rights. I believe in the American Constitution as the basis for rights. I don't know what you think you're gaining by this international law doctrine.
I've fought 37 years to be able to get into public facilities, to use transportation. I think that fight should go on, and I think it should go on outside the borders of the United States.
Well,
and this is one small step
in
that fight.
I was just in Berlin a couple of weeks ago. I didn't see a single restaurant in Berlin that was anything close to ADA compliant. I was in a Burger King where there was a young woman in a wheelchair. I didn't know how in the world she was going to negotiate down the stairs to get to the restroom.
So you're making my argument for me.
But
we need this treaty.
United States ratification would have nothing to do with her getting that. If the United States ratifies this treaty, the Burger King management is not going to be forced to go and build wheelchair accessibility for that young woman and the other patrons of that restaurant. They're only going to do it if German law forces them to do so.
Okay, and the same is true in the United States. This is a symbolic convention
on the rights for the... There was a declaration from the United Nations many years ago, a declaration on the rights of persons with disabilities. If we want to have declarations that have altruistic effects, I'm all for it. That's fine. I support that UN declaration because it didn't pretend to be the highest law of the land. Article 6 of the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause, says treaties become part of the highest law of the land. You're acting like this is, you know, the National Pickle Week resolution, only on a much more important subject.
No, I am not. That's totally an insult. Why would you insult me like that?
You're acting like it's National Pickle Week. You're saying you're just wrong. This is not altruism. This is a binding legal document.
All right, Michael, I'm concerned that you're a little frustrated with this conversation. My last question to you is, did you support the war in Iraq?
I wasn't in the U.S. Senate.
Right, but did you support it?
No, the answer is no, I did not,
right,
because we did not declare war properly under the Constitution.
All right, well, you stick to your legal, you're legally consistent, Michael, and I applaud you for that. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Michael Farris is a constitutional lawyer and founder of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, standing in opposition to the vote on the U.N. Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities before the U.S. Senate today. He, along with some others, are in opposition.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.